I'll shout hallelujah every day.
All glory to God, and we know, child of God, that those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. God bless you, child of God. Today is the 31st day of December, 2023. Yes, you heard me right, the last day of the year. What a year indeed. All glory to God. Thanks for connecting with Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. I remain your good friend and, of course, your host, Pastor Leke Toba. From here, it's good morning and thank God it's the last day of the year. Child of God, indeed it's been a year of mixed feelings and occurrences. But as often as I say, all things work together for good. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57. We take our reading from that scripture and Bible says, "But thanks be to God, it gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. Now look back and see, what did you do in the course of the year that you think you would have handled better? What were the wrong decisions taken that you could have handled better? Child of God, I need you to take stock, review, and project better ahead for the new year. May God empower you to be greater, better in the new year in the name of Jesus. Child of God, today I extend our gratitude to everyone who made Hallelujah Everyday Podcast stand out in 2023. So many took it upon themselves to propagate the daily messages. Some traveled all the way to know and meet us in person. Some took it upon themselves to sponsor the daily messages across various platforms. Many connected by faith. So many added value in their own special way. Across the world, you stood with us in passion, faith, love, belief, friendship, and of course, in trust. We say a big thank you, and thank you for everything. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Child of God, I can't claim to see or know all things in the new year. But one thing I know for sure, God that kept us all through this year will surely do greater things for you and for me in the new year in Jesus' name. On behalf of my family, the team of Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, I say a word of prayer today into your life, into your business, into your family. As we round up the year today, the Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth will keep you and watch over you in the name of Jesus. Your joy will not be imprisoned. Your glory will not see shame. Every testimony that appeared delayed, God will make happen for you in Jesus' name. The garment of praise God will put on you. Heaviness will not be your portion. Heaviness will not have grip over you in Jesus' name. Those things that made you cry in the past, I pray in the name of Jesus, joy will overtake them all in Jesus' name. Surely, child of God, there's a time and a season for all things. The season that we are require being circumspect, focused, prioritizing safety, survival, and holding tight to the word of God. I pray the wisdom for them all. Receive them in Jesus' name. Child of God, even before the stroke of midnight to cross over into the new year, heaven's blessings will flow into your life unhindered in the name of Jesus. As you journey into the new year, I need you to remember the lessons that this story I'm about to share will bring to the fore for you. A little boy and his father visited a supermarket, and as they were leaving, the owner of the supermarket offered the little boy some free sweets. "Get a handful of sweets," the owner of the supermarket said to the little boy. The boy just looked. He stood there looking at his father. The owner repeated himself, "Son, get a handful of sweets. It's free. Go ahead and take some." Again, the boy looked at his father with a long gaze. He did not move. He kept on looking at his father's face. Finally, the father reached into the jar of sweets and got a handful of sweets for his son. He gave them to his son. And as they were walking back home, the father looked at the son and asked him, "Why is it that you refuse to grab a handful of free sweets when the owner of the supermarket offered you?" The boy, with a smile on his face, looked at his father and said, "I refuse to do that because I know that your hand is bigger than mine." Child of God, like the little boy who depended on his father, we all need to lean on God our Father for decisions and steps to take. The hand of God is bigger and better than ours. Our Father God, Jehovah, will lead you and he will help you in the course of the new year. As you look up to him, the author and finisher of our faith, he will do for you a new thing according to his riches in glory. I have no doubt as you put your trust in God, God will bring new opportunities and give you bigger and better blessings in the name of Jesus. As we round up this podcast today, I must say happy birthday to those having their birthdays today and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversary today also. I decree in the name of Jesus, the blessings of God, the grace of Almighty God will multiply your joy in this season and even as you celebrate this special occasion in Jesus' name. Child of God, we look forward to a great new year ahead and fellowship with you. Thanks for everything. Remember, there are miracles from God for you every day. This message is all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a great day and a merciful, glorious, filled new year ahead. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.